Before we start, God willing, I want to start with you a Bible study, but not from tonight. Tonight we'll have meditation about the gospel of this Ashiya, this Vespers. But according to the request of some of the families, they asked me not only to give like a sermon or meditation, they need Bible study. Bible study means we'll decide together tonight, according to your requests and recommendations, the book that we are going to study. First of all, we'll take an idea, a whole idea about the book in the Old Testament or in the New Testament. Who wrote, when, why, how, some ideas, and then we get to the epistle or the book, chapter by chapter. Studying means trying to have them verse by verse, so as not to leave something ununderstandable or a little bit confused. Although I am sure that the Bible can never confuse the others, can never confuse us, but at least to explain whatever is looking as contradictions or something difficult to understand. So please, during the sermon, think of the book that you want, and we'll take votes, and the maximum votes will be the subject that we start, inshallah, in 2 weeks. ده هيكون دراسة بنعمة المسيح أنا هديها لكم معرفش أبونا برسوم برضو هيكون لسلسلة أخرى. Think of the book, and I'll try to summarize because it's my mistake that I came late. It's very late to do that. It was out of my hands anyhow. Forgive me again. But because of that, I will punish myself in summarizing the sermon of tonight as short as I can, to give you a chance to discuss and to ask, and also to give me your recommendations. الإنجيل بتاع العشية بفكر فيه من الصبح النهاردة مع إن حاجة عجيبة جدا. يعني الإنجيل ده من أشهر الأناجيل. يعني من أشهر الإنجيل؟ يعني إنجيل ما فيش يوم ما بنقراهوش، مش كده؟ إنجيل ده بتاع إشباع الجموع ما فيش يوم مش بنقرأه. ممكن بول also join them, but I will explain. I will translate into English also. So from the beginning of this day, I was thinking in the Gospel of tonight, although it's one of the most famous chapters in the New Testament, which is about the feeding of the multitudes. And there are some questions I want to ask you to tell me about. Why did he say when it was evening? This is question number one. Question number two, why did our Lord Jesus Christ say they do not need to go away? And question number three, when they had or when they said, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish, compared with the other miracle, when they said, "There is a lad here, there is a, not a child, guy, lad, teenager, who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. ثلاث أسئلة عايزين النهاردة نجاوبهم. ليه متى الرسول أو متى الإنجيلي قال ولما كان المساء؟ دي نمرة واحد، ده السؤال الأولاني. السؤال الثاني، ليه المسيح قال لهم لا حاجة لهم أن يذهبوا بعيدا أو أن يمضوا؟ والسؤال الثالث، ليه التلاميذ قالوا له إحنا عندنا 5 ترغيف وسمكتين، ومع إنه في إنجيل يوحنا قال يوجد هنا غلام معاه 5 ترغيف وسمكتين. عايزين نركز على الغلام ده النهارده. We want to concentrate on this young man, on this lad tonight. يلا. What is the answer of question one? Why? When it was evening. نعم. لا مش يمكن. حط ميكروفون بليز. تفضل. مدام ميرفت بتقول، ميرفت بس عشان بتزعل من مدام، ميرفت بتقول يمكن عشان الناس يأست من أي حلول بشرية، وقال لما كان المساء. Another answer. ميرفت said يعني when they did not have any solutions by them and But, nah.
أو ليه يعني دليل حاجة معينة في حياتهم؟
Medhat says it means maybe he said maybe because they spent all the day without having any meal or something, and at that time, at the end of the day, probably they have system. Jewish system in their lives, something to do, included eating. Yeah. What else? اللي صبر بس خدوا بالكم من السؤال انتوا بتلفوا يعني انا بسأل سؤال مباشر ايه معنى ولما صار المساء وقت الاكل وقت الأكل بالليل وقت الأكل يعني it's dinner time.
وفي نهاية الحي اليوم يعني زي ما احنا بنصوم مثلا بناخد الجسد بناخد النعمة.
أيوة تاني.
في صيام انقطاع هم تشبعوا بكلمة المسيح.
أيوة.
عزة بتاعت المسيح. فده دلالة على انشار الروح الناحية الروحية كانت مليهم. فهو بس خاف على الجسد يعني كانت فاخر اليوم يعني. افتكروا احتياجات الجسد.
طب ما هم شبعوا بقى، طب ما شبعوا من كلام المسيحي، روحوا بقى ولا ايه؟ نبيلة said that they spent all the day hearing and delighting by the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were saturated. I said, why didn't he let them go away in peace? Aywa. أيوة. احنا ابتدينا ندخل في الغميقة وهي كان عايز دي.
فهيبتدوا بعد الصيام هيتناول.
She said also probably because they were fasting all day and this miracle was a sign of the Holy Communion as St. John explained later in chapter 6, the longest chapter in the Gospel. Probably because they spent all the day hearing and they were very attracted. They forgot everything. They were fasting. They did not seek for their body needs. That's good. But the Lord did not want to leave them going hungry. Right? What else? Do you remember one of the blessed blessings in chapter 5, Matthew, this chapter 14, in Matthew 5, he opened his mouth and said, blessed are, yes, توبة للجياع والعطاش إلى البر لأنهم إيه؟ يشبعون بالبر بس ولا بكل حاجة؟ كل حاجة. Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for righteousness because they will be filled. Filled here, not only eat, they will be filled, spirit and body. But I am coming back to the word evening.
When?
Does it? Yes.
لو الواحد عاش مع ربنا حياته كلها لحد آخرها، ربنا مش بيسيبه في الآخر. حتى لو هو ضعف وتعب والجسد بقاله الضعف بتاعه، ربنا لسه بيقول لا أنا مش هسيبه.
Yeah. In the Bible, the day resembles the life, and at the end of the day means that this is he's going to finish his life. The Lord does not leave him. This is what Maggot said.
When the
evening,
during the day, which is during the light, we focus on the Lord, we listen to it, and we are filled. But when we get tired, which is when the evening comes, he's there, but we lose focus on him.
Yeah.
We start to get hungry because we don't hear much anymore.
Yeah.
We go away, although he's always there, evening comes because we tired, we get sleepy,
yeah,
and then we get hungry.
That's why the church puts for us two main prayers in the evening, the Vespers and the Compline. The Vespers, when the evening comes, and the Compline, when the life comes to an end. That's why sleep resembles death. That's why when we pray the complaint, as if we say, in your hand we give our spirits, في يديك استودع روحي. And we read the Gospel of St. Luke about Simeon, who carried our Lord Jesus Christ and said, now Lord, you, let your servant depart in peace. That this the meaning. بنيجي احنا في انجيل النوم when نقرا انجيل معلم الانجيل لوقا اللي فيه حكايه سمعان الشيخ اللي شال المسيح على ايديه وقال الان يا سيد تطلق عبدك بسلام. الايفنينج كمان when we meditate, الايفنينج is darkness. And in the darkness, we need more the light. And in the darkness of sin, we need more the true light. لما تبقى الدنيا ظلمة بتولع النجفة. تولع النور. مش كده؟ لكن لما ظلمة الخطية تتعبك هتولع مين؟ النور الحقيقي. ملناش غير النور الحقيقي. ملناش غير النور الحقيقي. ودي اللي هتقودنا للسؤال اللي بعده. The first question means the evening here is a sign of the darkness. And when the darkness is coming to us, it means that the thoughts of sin are coming to us. And then we need the true light. When it is dark, you turn on or switch on the lamp. But when you are in the darkness of sin, you need the true light. You need the true light. That's why this miracle, number one, as all of you said, or most of you said, these people concentrated more to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ. They did not feel hunger. They did not feel thirst. They did not need anything. Because his words is spirit and life. Spirit and life. Their spirits were enjoying and their life was in his hand. That's why they did not need anything. But when the evening comes, it means that there is something, the darkness is coming to me. I need him more. I listen to his teachings all the day. But when darkness comes, I need him. I need his body, I need his blood, I need himself, I need his spirit. That's why he said in the second question, we answered the second question, they do not need to go away. لما يجي المساء ما ينفعش تروح في حتة بعيدة. لازم تبقى تدور عليه ولازم تقعد جنبه. When the evening comes, do not go away. On the contrary, you come and throw yourself in his bosom and say, it is darkness. You are the true light. Enlighten my heart. Enlighten my life. Enlighten my senses. Enlighten my mind. Enlighten everything in me. That's the meaning of this word. When it was evening, then the darkness is starting, then to hurry to the true light so as not to be under the darkness of sin or under the darkness of this world. Number three بقى. Concentrate بقى. Put yourself in the place of this young man, of this lad. This lad had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And it was evening. Huh? And we supposedly, which is right, huh? He came from the very beginning of the day. Yes? And he is lad, not an adult. And he has 5 loaves and 2 fish. Why did he eat? Didn't he feel also that he was filled with the teachings of our Lord, and he did not touch the food that his mother gave him? Number two, is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yani, just for one person, can it normal things? Normal يعني؟ يعني في واحد حياخد كده وجبة 5 ترغفة وسمكتين ياكلهم؟ ولا ايه الحكاية؟ أنا عمال فكرتوه النهار مش لاقي إجابة. عايزكم تجاوبوني. I didn't find يعني exact result. Open to me يعني. And give me keys كده to understand. يعني إيه؟ What the meaning of just a lad had 5 loaves and 2 fish? واحنا هناخد, can you eat 5 loaves once كده and 2 fish? You yourself يعني. How about the lad yeah? Huh? Selling?
I think this sounds like that.
This land? Was selling them? Do you think يعني it was for sale يعني؟ طب ما كان هيبيعهم هيقعد من أول النهار. Maggot says probably he was selling them in a basket يعني, selling them to the multitudes. I don't think so يعني. And if he was selling them at the evening, he would have finished them. Yeah, مش معقول يعني. مش معقول ان المالتيتيودز دول كلهم ما فهمش واحد هيشتري منه. I don't know. It's another question. Yeah. Maybe his family gave him. But what St. John said, he said, we have a lad, we have a guy, we have a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. Why? And why this boy? And another question. Did you imagine that all the multitudes came without food? No one even thought, like the mother of this boy, to bring food with them because they were going to spend all the day with them. كل دي أسئلة الواحد قاعد يسأل نفسه. All these questions. أما أسأل نفسي what's happening. احنا خدناها كده سيمبل وإحنا صغيرين كده. ولد معاه 5 ترغيفة وسمكتين. قالوا تعالى خدهم. لكن أنا أتفكر فيها. حطها كده naturally. يعني put yourself in the place of this guy or this boy among all the multitudes, thousands, at least 15,000 people, at least. Because they count by the family. They counted by the family, not by the men. They said 5,000 men, except the women and the children. So they counted them by families, not by person.
If they count by families, so this kid had his father and his mother.
Probably. Yeah?
It's almost the same for the whole.
Probably.
Could he have brought.
This boy was a wonderful boy. And this boy, in my mind, I may be wrong, was a symbol to every one of us. Every one of us must have 5 loaves and food and 2 fish, always. And when the Lord asks him to give, he gives immediately. I can imagine if this boy was a normal boy, and they come at the end of the day and say, please, give us the 5 loaves and 2 fish. If you was in his place, would you give that easily? Spending all the day without eating, without having anything, keeping your food, and they ask you, give us this bread and these loaves and this fish. Yeah.
Can he have brought it as an offering? As when we come to liturgy, I mean, it's like when they go to the altar or when go to somewhere, they bring offering. Could he have brought the 5 loaves to be fish as an offering to the Lord?
Yes. He agreed to give them as an offer.
From the beginning, could he have brought it from the beginning as an offering? Intention was to give to the Lord.
No, but in St. John's Gospel, he said, we have a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish. He did not give them at the beginning of the day. They said, there is a boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what is that for all these multitudes? Yani, they commented also that these 5 loaves and 2 fish are nothing, is nothing.
She wants to take, not to give.
Exactly.
So it's very strange, and the boy is just giving.
This boy, yeah, number one, came early. Number two, listened to the Lord. Number three, had loaves and fish. Number four, did not eat. And number five, he gave them easily. It's not a normal boy. Unfortunately, we don't know the name of this boy. Can any one of you know the name of this boy? Did the gospel mention his name? Why did not the gospel mention his name? Because this boy could be any of us. This boy could be any of us. You have always in your pocket 5 loaves and 2 fish. You have always in your heart 5 loaves and 2 fish. You have always in your mouth, in your mind, 5 loaves and 2 fish. And these, which the Lord explained later in chapter 6, were resembling the holy body and the precious blood, saying, I am the bread of life. Then every one of us now have, every one of us has this. You had Jesus Christ in you. You have the 5 loaves and 2 fish of the New Testament and the Old Testament. You have the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit within you. And because you have that, all the day you enjoy Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. And when the evening comes, when someone is in the darkness, we have to be ready to give them from what we have. Then if I give him what I have, what will remain to me? 12 baskets. If I give 5 loaves and 2 fish, the remaining is 12 baskets. And every loaf in every one of the 12 baskets can feed another 15,000 and another 15,000 and another 15,000, millions, trillions, unlimited, because this is Jesus Christ. And this is the meaning of the miracle. The meaning of the miracle here is that the Lord wants to feed the people through you. The Lord wants that everyone becomes like Him. He is the true light, and we are the light of the world. Yes, and we are the light of the world, and we are the salt of the earth. Yes, He is the bread of life. And whoever eats His body and drinks His blood, abide in Him and He in him. Abide in Jesus and Jesus in him. This is the meaning of the miracle. That's why when we ask the Lord, we don't ask Him about the food or the drink. No. He spent all the day teaching, and at the end of the day with 5 loaves and 2 fish, He fed all the multitudes, and the remains were 12 baskets. Every disciple of the 12 disciples was supposed to feed thousands and thousands and thousands. And every disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us, you and my weakness, must also have the same system in our life. We must have that. But if the Lord asks us, what do you have to give the others? And I say, I don't have anything, like what the disciple said, He will say, you give them to eat. أعطوهم أنتم ليأكل. And it's written in the Gospel of St. John. In the Gospel of St. John, He said to them, you give them. And the same order is to every one of us. You give them. We must give them. And if we marvel the Lord Jesus Christ, who performed this miracle many times, and the Gospel only stated 2 times, one with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and one with 7 loaves and some fish. Some fish, kisar samak, yani not only even full fish, some fish, fragments of fish. So now it's very important. This miracle is very important, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And every one of us, at the end of the day, the evening, at the end of the day, he is supposed to give what he has. And if I don't have, it's a pity. Why it is a pity? Because I'm not supposed to spend all the day until the evening, listening to him, reading his words, attending his services, partaking from his holy body and precious blood. And after all of that, I don't have to give it. It's a pity. It's a pity. That's why this guy, this boy, resembles every one of us. This boy asks everyone. And this is why the Lord Jesus Christ chose this boy specifically to perform the miracle through him. The last point, you must have something to be given much more. عشان كده يقول ايه, who has will be given to increase, and who doesn't have, what he has will be taken from him. الذي له يعطى والذي ليس له. So what we have now, what we have now is our Lord Jesus Christ. In our life, we have spirit and body. And in our life, we have the five spiritual senses. Five and two. Spiritual senses. By spirits and bodies, we are supposed to give. Why we are supposed to give? Not from our hands, but through the Lord who works in our hearts and who does everything for us and who gives everything through us, unworthiness from us, but it's godliness from him to employ us, to use us, to be a good tools to this world. That's why he said, be a light of the world and be a salt of the earth. Glory be to God forever. Amen.